Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes by email every Sunday. Get you ready for the week ahead. And you can also subscribe to my blog on the website, Jim's blog, from the homepage there at smallbusinessadvocate.com or from jimsblog.biz. You can subscribe to that, and that will come to you every day. If you can't wait till Sunday to hear from me, you can hear from me every day of the week. How about that? It doesn't get any better than that, does it, folks? I'm excited about having a couple of new friends sitting in front of me. Kirk Coburn came up with an idea that I'm going to get him to tell us about just a little bit. He had an idea to put golf on the radio. And we're going to get him to tell us a little bit about that. And then he realized that he needed to know a little bit about golf. I'm teasing him a little bit. And so we brought in a guy named Charlie Moore who knew a lot about golf. And so they're here in front of me. Kurt, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. And Charlie, welcome to you too.
Morning, Jim.
It's like a dream come true for you guys to be on the show, isn't it?
It's absolutely. This is probably the highlight of my life.
I can
Thank
see
you,
that.
Jim.
Charlie,
I'm speechless.
And probably just as well, right?
No, I'm glad to be here.
Okay, Kurt, you said, I want to put golf on the radio. And to quote that great philosopher, Dierks Bentley, I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
You know what I was thinking? I was in working in a very large company at the time, and I was commuting back and forth thinking this is killing me. And I had XM radio in my car, which was fantastic. I don't know if anyone listening has XM radio, but it's a fantastic crutch. And
you just ticked off all my affiliates, by the way.
I know. I'm sorry I did that. Well, and I realized there was no golf on the radio. And I came up with the idea.
You said, what's wrong with this picture, right?
I said, you know, the Masters is going on. It's probably the biggest week, biggest event of arguably that weekend in the world at that time, which is the Masters. And no one was talking about it on any of the sports
networks. This year, was it?
This was a couple of years ago when the idea came up. Mm-hmm. I realized there's a lot of golfers out there. And especially a lot of the people that listen to your show, they play golf. And,
right.
They want to listen and talk about golf. So that's where the idea blossomed, and that's where we got to. Okay, went from an idea, and you know, we can go 100 yards to talk about how Charlie came in and helped us get to where we are today.
So you had the idea. You said, you know, I'm working more and enjoying it less. And you said, well, I'm a golfer. I like golf. Why don't we put golf on the radio? And what's wrong with this picture? But you realized that there were a couple of pieces of the puzzle you didn't have, right, that you needed to get somebody to help you out with.
That's right. I spent a lot of time in my past career creating business plans and looking at new markets to go into, and I knew that, okay, great idea, golf on the radio doesn't make sense. Well, I went and talked to golfers, and overwhelmingly golfers came back and said, I want to hear golf on the radio. So,
right.
So that was the first, number one. I knew the idea was pretty rich. Number two, we need to go find golf. You know, who knows anything about the golf industry? Well, I knew nothing about the golf industry, which, by the way, is night and day. It's interesting. It's its own little world.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to build a good management team that knew something about business, which I knew a lot about business, but I didn't know a whole lot about the business of golf.
Mm-hmm.
And here
there's a difference between golf and the business of golf, isn't there? It's like the difference between lightning and lightning bug, right?
Or as my PGA Tour talent that broadcast on our airwaves say, you know nothing about professional golf, which is another issue. But so here comes Charlie Moore, friend of our mutual friend. Charlie is. I'll let Charlie talk about how great Charlie is. But Charlie knows everything about the business of golf,
right.
And I knew we needed that. So that's how this great partnership came to be.
Well, congratulations to you because, seriously, I mean, I've been kidding you today and yesterday when we met, but seriously, it's a mark of a true leader. Confucius says, he who knows that he doesn't know is a man who knows. And so you knew what you didn't know. You weren't a don't-know squared, and you didn't know that you didn't know, and But you did know that, and so you
had good
found,
advisors.
You got some help. And, Charlie, that's where you came in. And you said, do you have any idea how many people have gone to try to do radio, golf on radio, and have failed? Their ashes are strewn all over the world. That's what you said, right?
Exactly. We've got a group that meets once a month or something, guys down in the Ponte Vedra area where I'm from. We talk about different entrepreneurial ventures that people have seen in the past 30 days, and it's a group, mostly the guys are in their 50s and 60s, and I meet with them about once a month, and I showed up one day with this business plan for radio golf, and the laughter was very loud and very often. At first, I totally discounted the business plan and said, look, I've been done before, not very successfully.
Unsuccessfully, yeah.
Unsuccessfully, just a retread of an old idea here, and we basically, as a group, kind of just said, hey, this is one that we're really going to pursue. So I put it back on my desk, and Kirk, being the kind of guy he is, kept calling and calling and
he
calling.
He didn't let it go, did he?
No, exactly, and persistence is one of his virtues. So we talked back about it, and I actually started getting some other opinions, and lo and behold, you know, the thing took some root. We put some samplers out. We met with a PGA Tour who we knew we'd have to have involved in some way, shape, or form. And then we went up and met with the folks at XM and actually Sirius as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got some dialogues going, and Tour had an interest, and XM had an interest, and it took us a long time. It took us almost a full year, but finally we got both sides interested enough to go ahead and get formal about it, and we were off and running.
Okay, now you got a model that looks like it's going to work, but you got to have. I mean, what is golf on? How do you put together golf on radio? What does that look like? What does the structure look like? What's the organization look like? Kurt?
That's a great question, Jim. I want to back up for a second. You can stop me. But I think what's an interesting piece is we went to these two companies knowing their business better than they knew it.
Mm.
So what we had to do is we came to them saying, we know how your financials work. We know how this business is supposed to work.
You're talking about XM and Sirius.
XM and Sirius. We went in saying, here's how this business will work. We've already looked at it. So they had, there was no education from their perspective to us on what we needed to do to be successful. So that was really huge on their part. In terms of putting this together, what does this business look like? We have a million people running around at every PGA Tour event.
No, I mean literally. How many people are we talking? You're going to be broadcasting this one, right? The Administaff Small Business Class.
We're actually in Vegas this week at the PGA Tour at the Finai.
You're
not here this week.
You're not?
We're not here formally, but we will be our contract for the Las Vegas Tour is going to be just super.
Right,
because of Administaff, we will have a lot of action coming from here going to the tournament.
All right, I'm going to get an answer to my question in a minute, folks. Right after this mess, I'm going to squeeze it out of these guys. Kurt Coburn and Charlie Moore, the Pure Golf on radio. Right? 20 after. I'm Jim Lastington, Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. Back in 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great time here at the Administaff Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston. Second year in a row they've had the tournament. Second year in a row I've been here, and if I have anything to say about it, I'll be here from now on. We have a great time down here with the Administaff folks, and of course, anytime you're around a golf tournament, folks, it's a lot of fun. Everybody's happy. Nobody's complaining. There's just something about golf that puts a big smile on everybody's face, doesn't it, Kurt?
Yes, sir.
Charlie's nodding his head. I know he agrees with me.
Absolutely.
You make your living that way, don't you, Charlie?
I love people love golf.
That's right. Okay, Kurt, I ask you a question, and I want a straight answer now.
Wow.
This week you're going to be doing the Las Vegas PGA tournament.
That's correct.
Okay, how many human beings are going to be working on that project in Las Vegas for you?
On the ground, Jim, we have about 8 people. We have another couple people at our studio, which is, of all things, in Missoula, Montana, the home of golf.
Right.
To many in the world.
Right.
So we have about 10 people that work on that show.
Right. All right. And so you got some golf pros that you had to enlist, right?
We have a great producer. We have a great analyst. We have an analyst that's usually a PGA Tour player, which we actually have, Mark Carnevale, 1992
right.
Rookie of the Year.
Right.
We have guys like Dennis Trixler, former PGA Tour player, who's actually goes out on the course and runs the course. And we have guys like Herb Stevens, who's former caddy on tour, a plus one handicap. He's out on the course. These guys walk the course. There's about three guys that walk the course with headsets on, with these RF things coming out of their ears, and they're calling live golf. And they broadcast back to a booth where we have guys like Jim Kelly and Mark Carnevale.
Who's here, by the way.
Who's here, which is he's wonderful.
At the Administrative Classic. He actually knows where to be.
He knows where to be. Guess where we are.
You're here. I know.
And that's how it works. You know, we have about five talent, and we have a producer that sits right next to the anchor and the analyst and yells at him all day.
Charlie, you help him get this talent?
Yes, we do. It comes in from a variety of sources, and now that we've been on air for about 4 months, we've got a whole list of people that want to be a part of it. And so it's been good. We've found a right mix of people that have been around the game, Jay Randolph Sr. and Jim Kelly, and guys that bring a different set of experience, and we kind of mix that with, you know, some of today's players and put that all together, and it seems to work well.
Are you going to be doing other tours just besides the PGA?
We will cover them now on a news basis with updates and so forth.
Right.
And we've basically just been given a green light to double the size of our programming, which is good news for us because it lets us do some other
shows. Who gave you that green light?
XM does on that case, and that's really an issue of bandwidth on the satellite and what we could get because we're competing against the other channels that already did.
Exactly.
So it's really good news for us.
Well, good for you. So XM has been working well with you. Okay, tell us about the business model. How does this thing work? Somebody's got to pay the bills.
Good question. It's actually, there's a couple of revenue streams here for our business. We have XM, who helps us support us from the production perspective.
On an in-kind basis kind of thing?
Actually, it's a distribution fee that we charge them for our services.
I got you.
And then at the same time, we share in sponsorship revenues. So we go out and look for sponsors that, you know, it's not, and I don't like to say it's radio sales, it's sponsorship. We try to bring in valued sponsors that support, that want to reach golfers, that really support our business, people like Administaff, that small businesses that really, you know, that go after these people that love golf, which a lot of small businesses are. And that's really how, and we share with XM in those revenues. And then we also go out to these tournaments. And we rent XM radios to fans so they can listen to the tournament while they're walking around the course.
Right.
And that's a business that has been extremely successful, Presidents Cup and these match play events. And the last tournament at the WGC Amex, it was a very incredible event because people, when they hear roars, they know what's going on.
Right.
They can hear the action and follow the whole round.
Well, I was driving back from St. Louis the weekend of the PGA on Saturday. And I had an XM radio in my car, and especially when I make trips, it's pretty handy on long trips. And I listened to your program. It was not on the course coverage, but it was a little rudimentary. But I know you guys are growing it, and of course I think at that time you'd only been on the air maybe like 6 weeks or something like that. So it's pretty good. I was pretty impressed. Okay, what's next for Pure Golf?
Well, we've got five more events this year, and then we've got about 8 weeks where we're going to be doing a kind of reduced schedule of programming, but mostly covering the mornings. There won't be any PGA Tour events to cover.
Yeah.
But we'll hit it hard in January, and we'll cover every event in 06. So had a good chance to get everybody in and let them recharge their
every
batteries.
Every PGA event in 06?
Every PGA Tour event.
When are you going to do the seniors?
You know what? We aren't technically scheduled formally to come and do a Champions Tour event per se. We'll do it, but what we will do is that, like we will this week at Administaff.
But you'll be here at Administaff next year, right?
Sure.
I mean, I need a commitment out of you right
that's
now.
That's a yes.
I'm working.
Jim wants us at Administaff. We'll be here.
That's exactly right. You know, I need you guys here next year.
We're there.
Is that a commitment, Kurt?
We actually talked about it being there this year. We just couldn't pull it off.
I don't want to hear talk about it. I want you to be here next year.
We're there. We're done.
Give us the website, please.
PureGolf.com.
PureGolf.com.
PureGolfRadio.com.
PureGolfRadio.com. The man is sharp as a tack. Hey, guys, thank you for being here. Will you come back?
You bet. Remember putting you to work next year, Jeff.
Congratulations, guys.
Thanks very much on
your business model. I'm looking forward to spending some more time with you. We can get you back on another day. Jay Minks, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be with us any minute now. Buckle your seatbelts. Jay Minks is in the building. 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.